Salman Tor is a Pakistani artist who was raised in Lahore, Pakistan, and currently lives and works in New York City. He was trained in the style of old masters, copying works by Caravaggio, Van Dyck, and Rubens. Tor is a man between two countries, not fully at home in either, and this is reflected in the parts of his identity and his experiences that he shares in his work. In the meeting, Tor is combating the invisibility of brown bodies in both the art historical canon and in Western society, forcing the viewer to think about this and challenge their own preconceived perceptions. In the meeting, Tor is using the aesthetic language of Western art history, drawing on Impressionism, the Dutch Golden Age, and the Renaissance to assert his place as a queer brown man in the art historical canon. He is introducing his own narrative of art history as well as his memories and experiences in the South Asian diaspora. In Tor's words, this is a scene of a charming meeting, a flirtation at a rooftop party at night. One of the protagonists is someone like me, could be an expat South Asian that I know. The figures in the background become gargoyishly animated, as if amused by this unlikely match. The brown figure is willowy and exudes a gentleness and sweetness in the curve of his body and the draping of his shirt, with the blonde male figure clearly entranced by the conversation. The couple stares directly at each other, adding to the sense that we, as the viewer, like the figure in the background, may be intruding on a private moment. This theme of observing and being observed is a recurring one in Tor's work. For Tor, there is a sense of otherness and not belonging that he often identifies with, contemplating how he fits in the American context as an outsider who had found freedom here, who was thinking about the idea of assimilation, about being foreign, about never really belonging anywhere, and being okay with that. The inclusion of this direct observation of the couple also makes the viewer consider on a deeper level the way that brown bodies are perceived in their everyday lives. The direct gaze from the figure in the background creates a sort of double consciousness, with Tor's figures aware not only of how they see themselves, but how they are being perceived by others due to their sexuality and race. The brown figure stands in contrast to the rest of the monochromatic work, making his difference stand out all the more clearly to the viewer. Even then, the green of the surrounding painting seeps into his face a few brushstrokes at a time, showing that he is at least part of or somehow relates to the environment that he is in. This green palette is used consistently in Tor's nighttime paintings, and for him, the green refers to Islam, absinthe, an oasis, poison, and Slytherin. The green, coupled with the thick, looping brushstrokes, creates a hazy, dreamlike quality for this quiet moment of casual intimacy between the two men. Tor's The Meeting offers a unique contribution to Wake Forest's collection. It is in dialogue not only with art history, but also with the South Asian diaspora, and the position of queer brown men in our everyday lives.